We have made it to springtime. We are here, ladies and gentlemen. May the flowers be in bloom. May we not get too much of those forthcoming April showers. We're honestly right smack dab in the middle of fourth winter here. It was in the mid-70s last week, and yesterday it was snowing. That's just how the weather is for the good old state of the bluegrass. So anyway, let us go ahead at this time and get the show started. There's too much going on. I find it so challenging to do any kind of show prep anymore nowadays because there's just way too much. I kind of sound like a broken record at the intro of each podcast episode now. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got too much going on. What to discuss? It's more about what there is to not discuss. I'm hearing so much chatter of the forthcoming full total solar eclipse, which will be crossing from the bottom west to the northeast of the United States. That is coming up on Monday, April 8th. And I'm seeing everyone in a panic about it. They're pointing out social media posts of people saying stock up on gas and groceries and make sure you get all necessary travel done beforehand, da 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 da. I'm going to make a prediction here, ladies and gentlemen. You heard it on Clown World Matrix first. Nothing is going to happen. It's going to be tantamount to the total solar eclipse that we had back here in 2017. Everyone went out, they saw it, they had their little glasses on, they watched it happen, and then it was over, and then everyone went back inside, and that was pretty much the end of it. And I'm going to predict here and now that it's going to be pretty much the same thing that happened 7 years ago. But there's lots of speculation that something is going to happen. There's going to be catastrophic calamity and all of this. And I'm telling you here and now, nothing. Nothing is going to happen outside of just watching a neat celestial event take place. So that is the prediction of Gabriel of Clown World Matrix of what will happen with the full solar eclipse coming up on Monday, April 8th. Well, just like last time, we might as well go ahead and lead off with this week's current Trump thing. So what I am finding out is that the current Trump thing for the week now has to be almost multifaceted every single week because they are throwing so much at this man that it's not limited to one thing anymore. It used to be it was this kangaroo court session, then it was that kangaroo court session. So we've got a two-part thing for this week's current Trump thing once again. The first being the New York State kangaroo court matter, where Judge Ingoron has fined Trump north of $400 million for doing what is absolutely everyday par for the course with real estate lending. They're saying that in order to appeal that decision, he effectively has to pay the fine in full before he can even appeal it. This is how corrupt the judicial system is in the state of New York, but he's effectively got to pay the court ruling penalty north of $400 million before he can even appeal that decision. It's unbelievable how much the Department of Justice has been completely compromised and weaponized by Sleepy Joe to go against his political opponents. That's part one. Part two of this week's current Trump thing is the media frenzy of a comment that Trump was making about the automobile industry this past weekend. Trump said that there would be a bloodbath if he didn't get elected. Here is the soundbite the mainstream media chose to snippet and play for their dozens of listeners.
Now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it.
Now, if you go to dictionary.com and look up the word bloodbath, there are three different meanings. I'm going to read meanings 2 and 3 to you here and now, and I'll even link it for you in the podcast description. Bloodbath is a period of disastrous loss or reversal. The corresponding sentence is a few mutual funds performed well in the general bloodbath of the stock market. The third definition is a widespread dismissal or purge, as of employees. But did the mainstream media take either of those definitions of the word bloodbath? Heck no, this was their coordinated, prescribed media response just a few days ago.
These idiots on Twitter, these idiots on cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows going, well, our presidents, you know, he was talking only about the auto industry and this is one more. It's just bull.
No, this is exactly who Donald Trump is. We saw him call on his supporters to storm the Capitol 4 years ago, and he's doubling down, promoting violence this time around.
What I heard was a continuation of the same rhetoric, the same endorsement of political violence that we've seen from Donald Trump for years.
We just have to win this election because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here.
So the mainstream media says, no, Trump couldn't have been talking about economic calamities, as in the context of him speaking about economic calamities. No, he had to have meant that there was going to be a slaughtering of people that do not support him as president. There will be a slaughter in the streets of a vast amount of people. He couldn't have been talking about economic calamities in the context of economic calamities. The media are getting to be more and more of a laughingstock with each passing day. And now it's becoming so obvious that they have to hedge their presentation of the narrative by calling out people like me who say, no, he actually meant what he meant, not what you're trying to paint reality as being in your little comical playground of a world that makes sense only to people like you and minions who don't actually think on their own. So they have to call us out now because it's just getting to be that ridiculous. But there you have it, part one and part two of this week's current Trump thing. All right, an interesting tweet that Glenn Greenwald tweeted out on Sunday. I've got this linked in the podcast description. The most underreported and under-discussed story of 2023. A federal district court judge upheld by a unanimous appellate panel found the Biden White House and FBI committed one of the gravest attacks on the First Amendment in decades by coercing big tech to censor dissent online. Now, the U.S. Supreme Court is weighing in on all of this right now as far as what government can do with respect to online censorship, specifically with respect to social media platforms. The following is a soundbite from just a couple days ago from Associate Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson as she is making commentary on what the government can do with respect to online free speech.
Justice Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. I mean, what would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that, because you've got the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective, and you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems.
Kind of a summation to all of that is Ketanji Brown Jackson is concerned that the First Amendment is going to get in the way of curtailing the First Amendment. That truly is effectively what she just said there. It's that the First Amendment, the God-given right, the very first right of the Bill of Rights, could get in the way of the government telling you what you can and cannot hear. And if you didn't notice in that soundbite, she also mentioned the government being able to keep you protected from misinformation. Well, who is to decide what is truth and what is misinformation? Several years ago, misinformation included everything that went contrary to what either the CDC or the World Health Organization told you was truth and what was misinformation. As long as you get your shots, as long as you stay away from other people, as long as you do this and that, you're good, and that is truth. But if you take things like ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, then that is misinformation and you're probably going to die as a result. That's what it was just several years ago. Of course, most of us know better at this point in time, but that's just one example. So please tell us, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who is the arbiter of truth and what is untruth? Yeah, I think it's time that we honestly take another serious look at, and I've got it linked in the podcast description, 1984, written by Orwell, because we're seeing this play out in real time, day after day after day. If you have not read 1984 by George Orwell, please do so at your earliest convenience. I've only read it through twice. I need to probably go ahead and read it through a third time. He wrote it in 1949, and it really does highlight what the government unchecked ultimately plays out to be in real life. And when you make comments like Justice Brown Jackson, I keep wanting to say Jackson Brown. I'm a fan of the music. I'm a fan of the music, and a lot of times I'll say that in the incorrect order, but Ketanji Brown Jackson, that kind of rhetoric and commentary is extremely concerning, and you ought to be aware. And I heard somebody say, you know, that's just one voice on the Supreme Court. The scary thing is that she's on the Supreme Court, and she's talking about the First Amendment as if being an inconvenient thing. That is very alarming. And we ought to be aware that that kind of thought process and rhetoric is currently on the Supreme Court, because we need to be mindful of that as we start talking about things like the Bill of Rights being an inconvenience to things that the government perhaps cannot do with their authority. All right, gonna take a moment to decompress, take a few moments to breathe. All is well. Let me just get a little bit more down to earth for a moment. Has anybody filled out a basketball bracket this week? Got the NCAA tournament. Rah, rah, sisk, boom, bah. Who do you think's going to take it all? There's a particular team that I'm cheering for, but I am at a point in life where I realize it truly doesn't matter, but I still do the bracket thing just for kicks and giggles. So I've got a bracket filled out. How about you? How about you? You're gonna pick all the Final Four winners? Anyway, I don't know. I'm kind of feeling off this week. Honestly, I debated about whether or not to make a podcast, and I will be honest. Usually when I'm at this point where I'm thinking, do I make one or do I not? I typically, 9 times out of 10, just forego and skip that particular week and just hop back in a week or two later. But here I am in the midst of episode 25 of Clown World Matrix. I was on the fence and I decided to go ahead and make an episode this week. So this is kind of what it sounds like when I'm just kind of, not really feeling it, but man, I'm doing it anyway. Making the podcast episode anyway. It's as if there is a feeling of being so overwhelmed with everything going on, I don't even know what to talk about, because there's so much to choose from. It's like I pick two or three things and like, okay, I'm going to focus on that. But it's like, then I got to leave everything else out, right? You know, they had this thing going the other evening. So just let me just pick something right here out of the ether. What is going on with the British royal family? So many people are talking about this right now, specifically with Kate Middleton. But then on X Twitter the other evening, you had this thing going on where people were spreading this rumor about King Charles potentially having passed away. And I went down that rabbit hole for about a half an hour, and I'm like, what is going on with this? Apparently that turned out to be a fabricated thing where you had a bunch of people just glom on to this rumor that supposedly is not true. But people have been talking about this Kate Middleton aspect for days, like, where is she? What's going on with her? We're seeing photos online, and people are saying it's not her, it's a clone version. It's somebody else. It's not even her at all. It's her sister. I mean, just weird stuff. And I don't know what to make of it. Oh, I'm simply on here just talking about it at a high aggregate level. I don't know what's going on with all of that. I don't know if that's just a distraction to have us focusing on this insignificant thing over here while something else of significance that we should be focusing on over here where nobody is paying attention to it. I don't know. All I know is that is what is consuming a lot of bandwidth as far as information goes right now. Another thing I was looking at was, are you familiar with this fighter named Ryan Garcia? Very young guy. Well, it was, I think it was a little over a week ago. He was talking about and really kind of spilling the beans on the fact that he went to Bohemian Grove and everything else that he saw and witnessed while he was there. And he was talking about this heavily online for several days and then nothing. He completely retracted all of that and said, I'm going to talk about my upcoming fight, my training. I'm not going to discuss it anymore. It was really, really bizarre how all of those events unfolded. If you're not familiar with Bohemian Grove, go look it up. It's an annual thing where all of these guys and they gather in the central part of, I think it's California, at this retreat area, and they go and pay homage to this large owl, and there is speculation of various covert events that transpire, things that would make your mind really, some dark stuff, some really dark stuff. Alex Jones went and infiltrated that area, I believe it was back in July of 2000. So we're going on almost a quarter of a century now. But Ryan Garcia said about a week and a half ago that he had been to Bohemian Grove and was kind of spilling the beans on all of these horrific things that he witnessed while he was there. And then within a day or two of stating this, he just he made it sound as if he had never even said it. And he said, I'm just focusing on my fighting right now. I'm focusing on my training. And not a word has been uttered by him since that point. It's very, very bizarre. And it really leaves one with the impression that he was coerced to drop that immediately and say nothing further of it. But here we are in Clown World Matrix pointing it out, and you can judge it accordingly as you see fit. Oh, I've got a nice sunny day out today. I just actually peeked out the window, looked up at the blue sky. No tube clouds to speak of. I couldn't see any up there. You know, those naturally forming tube clouds that come out of the back end of planes that we're not supposed to talk about. It's a conspiracy theory. Chemtrails, those things don't exist. Why, they're just naturally forming tube clouds that block out the sun. Anyway, going long-winded today. Man, I'm just talking about a bunch of random stuff. I find it easier to just go kind of ad-lib when there's so much going on, because I can just kind of pick and choose as various topics come and lodge themselves into my cranium. Oh, one thing I did want to mention. I've got this posted in the podcast description. This was a tweet roughly about a little over a week ago now. These are poll results. Most people were unaware that the census counts all people, including illegal immigrants, or undocumented, as Sleepy Joe would say.
Come on, man!
For deciding how many House seats each state gets. The poll got 17,000 votes, of which 51% voted no. This means over 8,500 people became aware of the American census counting illegals through my poll alone. There is a lot of potential for an awareness campaign on this topic. I'm sure many Americans will be surprised to learn how our census works. So let me ask you, listener of Clown World Matrix, were you aware? You know the census that comes out every 10 years and you've got to report how many people are in your household? Well, guess what? That census also goes out to illegal aliens because they are counted as members of a household if they are living in a particular residence. Now, what happens is, and they don't, you know, of course, it's a number on a form, right? So if you've got somebody that is a landlord and they've got five illegals that are living there, well, you've counted five people within that household. That count of five then goes to the United States Census Bureau. And they take those figures and apportion out the House of Representatives seats based upon those figures. So if you've got a ton of illegal aliens that are being bussed in to states like New York, California, Texas, all over the country, you're going to have House seats that are based upon those numbers. And of course, we know how those areas typically vote, and you're going to have your representatives elected accordingly based on those figures. Most people are not aware of this. However, if you are a listener to this podcast, you are now aware of this fact. All right, so I think I'm just going to go ahead and wrap this up for this week. It's the vernal equinox today. I'm going to wish everyone a happy spring. I hope that the meteorologists can get on board and we can start having some consistent, nice weather. I'm kind of over the below freezing temperatures. Like I said, we are kind of in winter part four here in my neck of the woods. So I hope you have a wonderful week ahead. Episode 25 of Clown World Matrix is in the bag. I want to thank you for tuning in today. If you haven't done so, please pass along this podcast to a friend. We are battling Ketanji Brown Jackson and people of that nature because they want to censor things like Clown World Matrix. They don't want people actually going and doing their own thinking. They want a bunch of mindless zombies walking around being spoon-fed the mainstream narrative so that they will think and act accordingly. So please pass this along to a friend. I would be much obliged and very thankful if you did so. So I hope you have a wonderful week ahead, and I will see you back next time on Clown World Matrix. Take care.